T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time. We do this every day at 4 o'clock. The Ike Juice Hotline. Hit it, Ben. All right, let's hear a message.
Hey, Ike, two things. First one, the Ivy League school is going to knock off the number one seed. And the second thing, tell Howie Roseman, let's go get Richard Sherman.
Well,
what is that, 2 days too late?
Well, Richard Sherman signed with the 49ers. A, B, they're not bringing Richard Sherman in here. Yeah, the all Turtle just put this together for me, all right? This is the all-fan free agent list. This is who would be signing with the Eagles, everybody right here. DeMarco Murray, Adrian Peterson, Jordy Nelson, Jeremy Maclin, Martellus Bennett, Eric Ebron, Ndamukong Suh, Tyrann Mathieu, Darrell Revis, Brian Cushing. Now you can add Richard Sherman to that list. Yeah, you can't sign everybody. All these guys that careers are close to being done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what you got, Ben?
Hey, this is Rob from Overbrook Park. I'm tired of hearing Levi on your show, man. I mean, you want to hear what he sounds like? Because you're in the studio, you're not hearing what he's sounding like. I just want to say one thing. It's my show. It's my show. Let me do it my way. I knew the Eagles was going to win this when I came out the womb.
We have a Levi impersonator. Sir, just call in as Levi, and then we'll play your messages. Yeah, Levi, he actually called in early today, and I told Ben, I said, listen, I don't want to make him wait on hold or whatever, but I just, like, I can't do Levi every day. You know what I mean? I don't want to clown him. I don't want to fight with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like once, maybe twice a week. Every time he comes on, you get good reaction. People don't want to hear him, or they want to hear him. We'll do fun stuff with him, but, like, today, I just, like, what am I going to do with him today? I can't do him today. You know, and we appreciate Levi, and he listens or whatever, and you know, but we love you, Levi, but we can't do it every day. So there you go. What do you got, Ben?
Hey, Ike, it's JB in Overbrook. Any thought to trading Zach Ertz due to his injury history and concussions he suffered recently? You might be able to get something more for Zach.
That's a negative.
So we're trading Zach Ertz now.
Yeah, we have no tight ends on the roster.
That sounds about right. Yeah, but you can get like a third round draft pick for him, and then you can draft a tight end in the third round. Right? No, I don't think Zach Ertz is going anywhere.
No.
I'd say he was a pretty important part of that offense last year.
Yeah, Zach Ertz is the Pro Bowl tight end. I don't think we're trading him.
No.
Yeah, Chris Russo want to be John Barshard. Enough with the what's going on, Bleeding Green Nation. I almost had to drive off the freaking road yesterday. Enough.
End of message.
Whoa.
Well, so yesterday.
What's going on, Bleeding Green Nation?
Whoa. So John Barchard is the founder of Bleeding Green Nation Radio, which is a very popular podcast. And Spike realized that and brought Bleeding Green on. And John's also just a host now. He just doesn't do Bleeding Green.
Right.
So yesterday in the 3 o'clock hour, we had Bleeding Green Nation Radio. James Seltzer, John Barchard, and Brandon Lee Galton.
Mm-hmm.
And I introduced Barchard, and that's what he did.
What's going on, Bleeding Green Nation?
Well, I guess that's how he starts the podcast, or when they have their show on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
That's what they do. Yeah, I thought it was
A little bit out of order.
Yeah. I wouldn't have led with that.
Little bit out of order there, JB.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I want to classify it as out of order, but listen, you're on the Drive Time Show. You're with the big boys now.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're a host on the station. I know Bleeding Green's your baby.
Uh-huh.
And it should be, but maybe come on and and say like, hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me on. You disagree?
What's going on?
The more I hear that, the more I know he was out of line.
What's going on, Bleeding Green Nation?
Well, I mean, you don't go on to the morning show like that.
Yes. Here's the thing. I really don't believe, and I don't talk about this much because, frankly, I don't care, but uh-huh. we're not given the respect that we're deserved,
yeah,
I believe.
That's about to change.
Ben, are we done? You can bring that music down if we're finished. That's the Ike Juice Hotline. 215-625-6586. We'd love to know what people thought about.
What's going on? Bullying in Green Nation.
But it's the truth. Like, let me give you an example. Dave Zingaro, and maybe I'm being sensitive. Maybe I'm being a little bit sensitive with this. Dave Zingaro, when the Trey Burton stuff came out, Dave Zingaro on Comcast Sports or NBC Sports Philadelphia, he puts out that on the WIP afternoon show that Trey Burton said this. And it's like, hold on a second. It's not the WIP afternoon show. It's Marks and Reese.
Oh, that's how they roll it?
Right. That's how it was written. Now, in other articles, like Teron wrote Marks and Reese and the other articles.
Appreciate that, TD.
Right. Yeah. They wrote it was Marks and Reese. And, yeah. I mean, maybe you would say the morning show, the WIP morning show. Maybe you would say that.
Right.
Right. But it's not, I mean, that it is the WIP morning show. Yeah. That's kind of what it's branded at, even though it's Angelo Cataldi in the morning team. It's WIP morning show. We're Marks and Reese. We never call ourselves the WIP afternoon show.
No, we don't.
Right?
No.
So I think you said it. Would Barchard be coming on where Angelo would be like, oh, we have John Barchard.
What's going on? Bullying in Green Nation.
Ben, would Barchard have done that?
No, he would not have.
Of course he wouldn't have. Now, I'm going to give you another example from yesterday, and I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
Joe DeCamera was on with us in the 2 o'clock hour, and Brent Celek got cut.
Uh-huh.
Joe DeCamera kind of wrestled control so he could get his own message out there about Brent Celek. So Spike comes on and gives the, you know, kind of gives like Brent Celek, great eagle, and it went through the whole thing. So then we move on from it, and we're already on to the next subject, and DeCamera just couldn't talk about what I asked him. Do we have this?
We have the other DeCamera.
Oh, so we don't have that. So in other words, he goes in this whole soliloquy where he's trying to get the people to cheer at it, and he goes through a whole 90 seconds of Brent Celek, such a great Philadelphia Eagle, and he laid his body on the line, and everything he said was correct, right? But I was just kind of like,
slow down there, buddy.
Yeah, all right, Joe, I got you. Believe me, I've known Joe 15 years. I love Joe. I'm happy for Joe. Yeah. The midday show, as Dave Zingaro would call it, sounds great.
Yes.
Joe and John sound great.
Kicking butt.
They really are.
All day parts around here.
You're not kidding.
Yeah.
They sound great, and I'm proud of Joe. I am.
We'll keep that to the midday show.
I'm proud of Joe.
Let me just say this, and I blame Spike for this.
All right, what?
You know, because see, when you and I went on the other shows, we showed the proper respect to the other shows, right? We showed.
I didn't wrestle control or do stupid.
What's going on? Bullying in Green Nation.
Yeah. No respect. No, I mean this. No respect. We're not looked at. I'm not given the proper respect. Like, you're a former Eagle, and now you're a 10-year veteran in radio, right?
People getting comfortable around us, man. That's what it is, man.
They really are.
I thought yesterday, it was a couple times, man, where I was just like, hold on. This is the Marks and Reese show. Y'all settle down over there.
Is this a bad time to mention that half the people that text the show think your name is spelled like Groucho Marx?
No. No, I don't. There's nothing that I can do to control that. That's my, like, people spell my name J-O-N, even though or J-O-H-N, even though it's J-O-N, because I'm Jonathan. Mm-hmm. And then Marks, M-A-R-X, M-A-R-K-S. I mean, what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? People can't do that.
Get that Barchard to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, but like, listen, we're not talking about the text line or people that just know me as a guy on the radio. Mm-hmm. No, but like, right. Yeah, I just thought, like, not that Joe was out of line, but I was just like,
a little bit out of line. Yeah, a little bit.
I kind
of
looked at me and I was just like, he was grandstanding and he was trying to play to the audience, which he had 4 hours to do. Celek gets cut at 10 o'clock the next day. Joe, you can come on and you can do your Brent Celek thing. Mm-hmm. Just my opinion. All right.
I feel you laying down the law around this piece.
I'm going to start making observations around here now. Like,
well, we got to start setting up some boundaries, man. And people got to make sure they're not habitual line steppers. Don't step over that line. That's an overstep.
John the Mailman texts in, Marks, do you need a Snickers?
888-729-9494. So here's what you do.
We're just fighting for respect, our respect around here at this station.
And we actually have sound from Joe DeCamera yesterday, which do we play it coming up? I don't know. I want to get back to the calls because it's NFL free agency or whatever. But Joe DeCamera, a little bit out of line with a waitress yesterday that I noticed. 888-729-9494. Just play it right now. Because we'll never get to it. Who cares if we're late for break? Just play it right now. So here's how I remember it. It's in the between 1 and 2 o'clock.
Right.
They bring this big plate of turkey club and fries up. And this is how it sounded.
You have to have a certain amount of
That's
games
Shield.
With the team, a certain sustained success over a certain period of time, and okay. I would say no.
You, I got one other trick up my sleeve question. Right. It's another question that has been asked.
Uh-oh.
Look at this. This is just beautiful.
Wow. Sneaky Joe.
This is beautiful. So is the Turkey Club sandwich, by the way.
What's going on?
He went with the smooth one-liner right there.
You embarrassed the poor girl. And she was, you know, nice. Yeah, McGurk has nice-looking girls that work there. Of course they do, right?
Look at this. This is just beautiful.
Sneaky Joe.
This is beautiful. So is the Turkey Club sandwich, by the way.
Joe. It's just whacked.
Joe.
I am.
He went for
disturbed.
It, man. He went for it.
He went for it.
So he shot his shot. Shoot your shot, buddy.
888-729-9494 at Mark's Reese WIP. Retweet the tweet that we have, and you can have a chance to win the same thing that you do if you call in. You get a team.
The big question is, how does she respond? Was she flattered? Did she bat her eyes?
I don't really think she creeped out. I don't think she really knew what was going on. By the time she delivered the turkey club, she's just trying to get out of there. And then Joe has to say something, walking away. And my response was, dude, it's 2018. You can't say that. You can't say anything these days.
Right. You can't do that.
And his response was, we don't work together, or something like that, was what he said.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.